newspaper talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died earlier today. Reports out of New York City that he was found in an apartment on the west side. Our WTOP film critic Jason Fraley is actually outside the apartment. Jason, what's the scene there right now?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much there's people milling all over the place, both police officers and in this day and age of mobile phones and cell phone cameras, everybody trying to take a snapshot. The body was found around 11 this morning, and people are still waiting outside the building to see if they can to bring the body out. I think that's why everyone's still milling about here. New York tradition is a little interesting. I was speaking on the ground here with some fellow reporters, and the police rarely come out and make an official statement right at the scene of the building with a case like this. So we have to wait for the official toxicology reports to see what happens with that. But from what fellow outlets are reporting, police believed to have found heroin in the apartment. He was found in the bathroom this morning by a playwright that he has been working with, and a needle was found in his arm. CNN's reporting that. We're still waiting for the body to come out. It is in the building, but a big crowd milling about, and it was here on Super Bowl Sunday in New York City. From a pretty upbeat, lively atmosphere. People kept walking around in Broncos and Seahawks jerseys at all the festivities in Times Square. Some of them came down here to the West Village. And then this tragic news strike. So it's a really high to a really low low.
Yeah, just another sad story like this when it comes to actors. Obviously, we got to wait for the official medical examiner's report. But let's talk about his career. You followed him for many years. And what mark will he leave on the film industry?
It's a huge loss. And, you know, obviously right now there's this whole, you know, almost the dark side of Hollywood right now, the paparazzi scene going on outside of his apartment. But to me, what's really so tragic about it is all the great work we're not going to see from this guy going forward. I mean, how many actors, just because you know they're in a movie, you're definitely going to go see it. I mean, this guy obviously won an Oscar for Capote, which was out in 2005. He was nominated three other times, Charlie Wilson's War, Doubt, and The Master. The lattermost of those, The Master, was an ongoing collaboration he had with writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson. He also made Magnolia and Boogie Nights with P.T. Anderson as well. He appeared in pretty much all of his movies. But the guy was also a Tony-nominated, three-time Tony-nominated actor. He's been trying to dip his toe into directing himself. Just an insane amount of variety of roles, you know, mainstream blockbusters like Twister and The Hunger Games, but also some art masterpieces like Synecdoche, New York, which the late Robert Ebert called his movie of the decade. So obviously that leaves a little the door open as to how the Hunger Games crowd is going to do this, because he just entered the franchise, this past movie with Catching Fire. So no word yet on how they're planning on handling that. But just a huge loss across the gamut of types of movies that he was able to pull off. It's a really, really sad day for the film industry.
Well, Jason, thank you for giving us the latest there from New York City outside the apartment of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Again, just a sad story, and we'll keep you posted on the latest. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thanks.
All right. WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, who's in New York City outside the apartment of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died today at age 46. Again, we're still trying to confirm how he died. The medical examiner will repeat a report, but there are reports out that it may be a drug overdose in this case.